broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Pretty good, Bobby. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. I mean, nice absolutely night. Wonderful.
Great night tonight in the old fort.
It is a great night tonight. People out walking. It's nice out. Yeah. We'll start raining any second.
Yep.
All right. Reese, welcome back, brother.
Reese is back. Missed Florida you. Bum.
Reese, we missed you. Yeah. About didn't have a show last week.
We didn't. Couldn't hardly get it done.
But we managed.
It was a battle.
What, you got to say anything or not?
No.
Good trip?
Well. Yep.
You lost son too. Looks like he
did.
Yeah,
stand up.
How's baseball going?
Good. But, or this week's been going. I mean, I'm loving it. I mean, I'm going in, seeing all the guys, and I mean, we're getting to work, and I can really see. I mean, I can really see us going another long trip to back to Columbus, and that's what the seniors want. So, I mean,
we're talking
seniors, and I said this is my last chance.
This is it.
This is either we do it now or we never do it again. So
that's right.
Exactly.
But right. We got a couple other sports that's kind of a do or die right
we're
now.
We're kind of in a do or die situation right now.
We're going to talk right now, Fee. We're going to talk a little bit about the basketball game last night.
Mm-hmm.
The Fort Recovery boys opened up sectional play against the Liberty Benton Eagles.
The Eagles.
And Indians come on top 71 to, what was the final score?
72-59.
I thought we played well. I thought offensively, we come out and I thought we passed the ball great.
First half was really good.
Yeah, I thought so too. Really, you know, really we had good. They made a little run out of Sarah, but you know, that's the way we are. We you know, we've had our ups and downs, but
we're kind of doing that all season.
Absolutely. And Coach Bayshore is going to give us a buzz here.
Yeah.
No, we're going
to
ask.
I'd say he has to be pretty happy.
Absolutely has to be happy. And you know, we got a great show tonight. We got Coach Bayshore calling in here about 8:15. We got Mindy Bupp from the swim team. And she's going to recap the awesome weekend that was last
weekend. Big time state weekend.
We couldn't be any prouder than we are with them girls. And we got Tyler Niekamp's going to call in.
Tyler.
And, you know, he's going to talk a little bit about Friday's matchup, and it's got to be fun for him. And
oh, absolutely.
And, you know, who would have thought his first year of varsity, he's playing his alma mater.
Old alma mater. How about that?
For a sectional title, and that's just really a cool deal. And then Coach Patch is going to call in, and we're going to talk a little bit about the great sectional championship and moving on to tough district for you.
Yep. I tell you what, district's going to be a bear again, but if we can get through there. You never know.
Absolutely. And we have somebody in here right now. Macy, come right here and sit down if you would, please.
Come on in, Mace.
Come on, Macy. Macy's got some tickets she's selling.
Macy?
Macy, how you doing, kid? Introduce yourself.
I'm Macy Dan.
And what are you selling?
I'm selling barbecue chicken dinner tickets for the fire hall.
For the fire hall, for the fire department.
Fire department.
This is great chicken, ain't it?
That's the number one.
And you have a bunch of tickets, right?
Yep.
And you love to sell a bunch of tickets.
Sure.
And I'm going to buy two of them right now. And when is it? Give us a little date on it.
Sunday, August, or April 8th.
April 8th.
So about 6 weeks.
Six weeks on a Sunday. We're going to have chicken dinner from the fire department. And you got tickets to sell.
Sells out every year, don't it? Pretty much. It's awesome.
So let me ask you a question. How did you get to sell tickets, Pappy?
I am currently a junior firefighter.
Are you really?
Yep.
Really? That's awesome.
That's pretty neat.
Wonder how she got associated with the fire department.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Your dad's been out. Actually, he's a chief, correct?
Yep.
Been the chief.
How long have you been the chief, Kim?
Since
can't count that high.
97, 98.
Ooh. Kimby's, that's 20 years.
20 years.
That's a long time.
And how long have you been off firefighter, Kimby's?
Since 84.
84.
That's like 33 years, my good friend. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Awesome.
We have a lot of people that been on the fire department off and on, but 30 something years That's a lot in a row.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want some chicken barbecue tickets, you can text this number right now.
419-852-9135.
And they will hook you up with chicken barbecue tickets.
Don't get shut out.
Or you can text me at 419-852-9201. Let me know how many you get. We'll have them up here at the studio. We'll make sure you get them.
Yep.
And
yep.
We will set you right up with some barbecue chicken. Supports arguably the best department or best fire department in the area.
Around. Absolutely. Yep.
These guys are awesome. And good luck. You fired up for tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's exciting, ain't it?
Yeah.
Keep cutting them nuts down.
Yeah.
That's big.
I do want to say one thing, Kay. Is that you started your year out a little rough. Stroke wasn't very good.
Yep.
The end of the year, you make about everything you shot. When
she
you?
Was feeling good, huh? That little stroke going
a lot of fun.
God love you.
I love watching that.
Huh? Absolutely proud of her.
Macy, man,
thanks for stopping up, kid.
Thanks for stopping up.
You're awesome. I need two of these.
I need three too.
And then we are. Fee, we talked a little bit anyway. Going back to last night's game, and you know they played a box and one. It was about as ineffective a box and one as you could play.
Zero. Yeah. They just didn't have anybody that could guard Petey.
No, I mean, Petey was just, he had 28 points. And
had little guys on him, and they just couldn't stay with him.
But what makes that work is we got off to a great start, and we got Ryan Braun got off to a great start, and Smitty. And Grant Kanapke, once again, Fee, hits huge shots.
Big shots.
Yes.
Fourth quarter was huge.
Yeah.
We were kind of wobbling a little bit there, and they got it down to six, and he hit a big three. Put us back up nine, I think, and then...
Yep.
We held game down, and I think Petey Judy came back, hit another three, and that pretty much was the demise of them. I think they were done after that.
Well, when they made a run at us and we punched them right back in the nose with those shots.
Big.
Yeah, they were trying to get the momentum, and we wouldn't let them have it.
No.
And that was
a pretty good run, though.
That was big.
We were up 20-some. They got her back
and,
to
And,
you six.
Know, some of it was, you know, we've done it before. We get up, and then we kind of get a little lackadaisical and not the
We still ain't quite figured out how to step on the old throat.
We're too nice.
Yeah, we're just nice.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're too nice. Letting them back in it.
We'll ask Coach Bayshore when he calls us up here.
We're too nice.
And we'll see about that.
You think I might be wrong on that?
You know the thing about, I love this about Coach Bayshore. And he's unlike, I mean, a lot of coaches are this way, Harold. We talked about it coming home last night. He absolutely will light you up. But he'll hug the crap out of you when you
do. Absolutely.
I mean,
yes. Yeah.
And Patchy's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, he knows when you mean business, but he'll celebrate like heck when you do something.
Yeah. They get excited when something good happens.
It's a great feeling for the kids.
Yeah. Because they know where they stand. He's not sugarcoating it and trying to make them feel
good. There ain't nothing neater than we hit the three and you look over and Bayshore's going down the side and down the bay, just jumping, fist bumping. You know he's fired up knowing, yes, baby, get in there.
He does get fired up. I love it. I absolutely love it. And so does his staff.
And, you know, our offense, last night I thought we passed the ball really well in the first half and we got a bunch of backdoor cuts made for layups. It was just good basketball. And every time we do that, you could just see he was proud of that, man. He had them prepared. They came out hot.
Yeah. So, once again, if you need some fireman tickets, we got them going. I sold eight right now.
Eight?
I'm on
quickens.
Fire. Yeah. So, if he needs three, that's 11. Kimmy's, you're going to be out before we get off the air.
Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. Tomorrow night or Friday night, Fee, we're going to take on the old Van Buren. Black Knights.
Black Knights?
I've seen
they were up there watching us.
Yeah, they were up there watching, and I've seen them play, and they got a nice team, and we're going to talk to Tyler about it. And they're the number two seed. They were the number two seed.
Well, they won 16-17.
I think they're 15-7.
15-7.
I think they finished up 15-7. Yeah. Tyler can confirm that, but
yeah,
but
he's had a nice season.
He has had a good season, and it's a perfect matchup for both teams.
Yeah, this will be one of them. But whoever comes out and plays the best can win this thing because it's a toss up.
They have a real athletic big kid. They have a real strong. Their best player is a real strong 6'1" kid that I would about bet. And we'll ask Coach Bayshore when he calls in here how he'll match up.
I would think
he'll put Cade on that kid. That's a couple good animals going out there.
That'd be two good ones going out.
You know, you don't think Cade makes a difference when he's out on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, when he got foul trouble.
We found that out second half
last night.
Yeah,
a little tough.
Yeah, but you know what? We got some young kids stepping up there. Derek Jeudy.
Yep.
It was nice to see him make a couple free throws.
He needed to.
That's a lot of pressure on
a little head game. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got her back though. He did.
Absolutely. And big fan of Derek Jeudy. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Coach Bayshore is going to call in right after this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
We are...
Here are the Fort Recovery basketball tournament games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will continue their tournament run when they play Ridgemont at 6:15 at Wapakoneta. The Indians boys won last night, and they'll play Van Buren, coached by Tyler Niekamp, at Elida on Friday at 6. If the girls defeat Ridgemont tomorrow night, they'll play at Wapakoneta on Saturday at 7 p.m. against the winner of New Bremen and Minster. Girls play Ridgemont at Wapakoneta on Thursday at 6:15. Boys play Van Buren on Friday at Elida at 7. And if the girls win tomorrow, they'll play the winner of Minster and New Bremen on Saturday at Wapakoneta at 7 o'clock. Get to these tournament games if you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Here's some good news. You don't need to make supper on Sunday, March 11th. All you need to do is head up to the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's their annual spring chicken fry from 3 to 6 p.m. It's carry out only, and it's first come, first served until they're all gone. And don't forget to pick up a couple of extras for quick meals during the week. So don't bother with making supper on March 11th. Just get to the KFC's spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6 for a great meal with no work. Deal with no work.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, 8:20 on their in the evening on Wednesday night. Feed Big Ten tournament opens up tonight.
Yeah.
Care less about the first couple games.
Tonight. Don't make a lot.
But one game I do care about is Friday night, and leading the Indians Friday night against Van Buren is the coach, and that is Mr. Bayshore. Coach, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Good, Coach. Nice. Big win last night, buddy.
Yeah, we played... I think from start to finish, I thought we played probably the best that we have played all year. I know we had a little stretch there where it got a little dicey, but, you know, we came out and smacked them in the mouth. And
absolutely.
I think I was really, really impressed with, you know, the start of the third. We came out and smacked them in the mouth again, right, at the start of the third, stretched that lead out. You know, and then Cade got in foul trouble, and we kind of tried to hang on a little bit with our point guard and got some big shots late there in the fourth when they cut it to 6 and really kind of put it out of reach. And I can't say enough. I mean, we had to play small last night because they were small and some guys played in some different spots. And I'm real happy with last night.
Good.
One down.
Absolutely, buddy.
One down.
Hey, I was gonna ask you. You played basically seven players last night, and it was because of the matchup, coach, or is it because are you kind of thinking seven deep here in the tournament, or you just never know according to the game?
You know, last night we felt like we played Clayton a little bit at the four spot. You know, they were small. Their four man was really athletic, so we had to go with they kind of took us out of maybe using our bigs a little bit. You know, whereas Fridays they've got some bigs, so it might be kind of the opposite effect there on Friday night. You know, and then we didn't know what we were going to get out of Barani. So, what a surprise!
Boy, it turned out good.
Yeah, you know, he playing with a broken hand, basically, or at least that's what we think it might be. And you would have never known it in stretches last night. I mean, he just played his butt off. And, I mean, it's a senior out there who refuses to be done.
Ain't that awesome.
And what an example to set for everybody. Not that we want kids to play hurt, but he played through some pain. And what a fantastic performance! Four guys in double figures.
Absolutely, I looked up. That was awesome.
Well-rounded effort,
Coach. The only time that I thought Bronny showed any elbow or wrist trouble was when he shot that free throw 104 miles an hour.
We talked about that at practice today, and man, he was like, that got up there quick, didn't it? And I was like, that was really, really ugly. And then we were kind of, and it's funny because, and he'll be mad at me about this, but we were joking with Derek at practice, and we were like, man, Bronny has more free throws than you did, and he had a broken hand. And then because Derek was missing them, and Derek and I were kind of jawing back and forth, and I was like, you know, I had as many free throws as you did at one point. So we were kind of, but and Derek's defense, he had two big ones right there.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, he could have just completely packed it in, and he got his head in the right spot and finished strong down the stretch for us. I mean, he's a valuable part of our. I mean, obviously he starts, but he's a valuable part of what we do, whether it's playing defense. And he had to log a lot of minutes at the point last night because of Kate and foul trouble. And
did a good job, too.
So,
Coach, we
I like the kid with him, but he can take it.
He's absolutely,
kid, yeah.
So. Yep. Coach, we're going up against the Van Buren team that I know you've seen a couple times and watched them on tape multiple times, and talk a little bit about what they'll bring to the table and your concerns.
You know, as far as what they are, they're fantastic defensively. You know, you really have to be patient and work to get a good shot. They play tremendous defense. So, you know, a lot of their games are in the 40s because they make you work. I mean, we were watching some film on them, and you know, they might go a minute and a half and then other teams still can't get a shot off. I mean, they defend really, really well. They got some size. They're athletic. We're going to have our work cut out for us to score. So, I mean, but, you know, the farther you get along, you're going to have that. I mean, that's why these teams are still around, because they can play some defense. So so I'm impressed with them on the defensive end. You know, I mean, they get the ball inside a little bit. So, you know, we're going to have to stay out of foul trouble. But I'm not scared to play anybody. I'll go play anybody. I mean, that's just how I've always been. And I think that's how our kids are. We're not scared to play anybody. But you guys kind of touched on it earlier. I think we're pretty evenly matched. We have some things that we're better at than they are, and they have some things that they're better at than we are. It's just a matter of who's going to play their best game on Friday.
Because
I think
bring you a game.
I think their coach would say the same thing. If they play their best game, they probably feel pretty confident that they're going to win. And if we play our best game, I feel pretty confident we're going to win.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You, I think that's an advantage of having the game under your belt, don't you, Coach?
You know, I think to get in that gym, I think it's an advantage, but, you know, to be honest with you, maybe we could have used an extra, I mean, it didn't show last night, but maybe with Bronny, we might have been able to use a couple of days. You know, some schools don't like to play on Tuesday, so they get to stay on their normal schedule playing on a Friday. I mean, there's different ways you can look at it. you know, they had longer to prepare for us than we have for them. But I think it's good to get a, especially for with some guys that we have that can shoot the ball, it's good to get in that gym and be used to that environment, because it's a different environment. It's a big place. It's a different environment. And, you know, especially with the younger kids that we play, to get a game under your belt and get the jitters out a little bit. Not that they won't be nervous Friday, but, you know, we got one under the belt. They know they can win on that floor, and we're playing pretty well. I think that's what we talked about today. 7 out of our last 8, we won. So, you know, I think we're playing well at the right time, which is what we hope for all season.
Yeah, that's right. You got a freshman that got us off to a good start last night. Not only Bronny, but Smitty made some nice moves inside. Then he had a couple. He had a span there where he didn't get any rebounds, and he sat on the bench. But I thought, all in all, he had some offensive moves last night that showed you how good this kid's going to be.
He can be, yeah.
You know, and he's done that. And what's been so great about Schmitty is when he has a bad game, he usually comes out the next game and just lights it up away. Yep. I mean, his work ethic, I mean, he crashes the boards. I'm not saying that a kid never makes a mistake, but he just plays so hard, and he just attacks the glass with aggressiveness. And to think that he's only a freshman with the moves that he has inside, it's fun as a coach to know he has that much ability already, and it's only going to get better for him.
Oh, yeah. And to me, I think, you know, as far as a guy playing back to the basket, he's probably one of the best. I mean, he like you said, he's got some good moves for a freshman. He plays strong.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been to every game. He's played, as far as his moves go, he's been fantastic. I'd put him up against just about anybody as far as his post moves now. Could he finish a little better? Yeah, but, you know, he's also, it took him a while to get his legs under him from the mono, and I think he's adjusted well. I mean, I think, and I said this from the beginning of the season, we're a better team with him. I mean, I knew we would get better once he started to get healthier, because he just brings that aggressiveness and that little bit of a mean streak to him.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot better job lately of staying out of foul trouble, which is, that'll be huge.
That's for big.
On Friday, if he can stay on the floor.
How are you matching up to Friday night, Coach? Will he be on there big?
Oh, I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, that's
but, hey, just say it real quiet. No, about that. No.
You know, we're gonna go give our effort. You know, we'll get after it. I mean, I don't think that anything that we're gonna do is gonna be a complete surprise to Tyler and his crew. And
no.
You know, he's got a pretty good assistant over there, Mike Lee, who's been around for a long time. So, you know, but I like to think that our kids are hungry. You know, I mean, I don't think a lot was expected out of us at the beginning of the year, and we got a chance for a sectional championship on Friday night, and I think the kids could really hang their hat on that.
That'd be outstanding.
And I know, and it's a fantastic group of kids, and for them to be able to walk away and get our 15th win on Friday night and can say they're sectional champs, I know that they're excited about that. But like I said, it's not going to be easy, because I'm sure Tyler's telling his kids the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. Hey, we got a chance to be sectional champs. So, I mean,
we're gone.
It's gonna be a good game between a great coach on the other side who's having a tremendous first year up there.
No,
a lot of respect for
him.
A lot of respect for what they're doing over there.
Absolutely.
I mean, they play good defense, and I love anybody who plays defense. So,
Coach, I appreciate you calling.
Yes,
6
sir.
O'clock Friday night, Elida Fieldhouse.
Can't
and
wait.
It is going to be a fabulous environment, because they're going to bring the juice, and we're going to bring the juice Friday night. They'll be about 3 times the size of crowd that was there last night. And Coach, good luck to you, buddy. I couldn't be any prouder.
Having a great year, buddy.
Great first year. Thank you. It should be fun. Let him know that Peyton and Bronny and Kate are not playing.
They're out.
All hurt. Yeah, that's what
they're
we
all
heard
out.
That.
Yep.
We'll let him know that.
We don't know what we're going to do Friday.
All right, Coach. Good luck Friday,
thanks for
buddy.
Calling, Coach.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Bayshore of your Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Mindy Bupp of your swim team.
Yes.
And she's going to call in and tell us about what a wonderful weekend they had last
weekend. What a year.
Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk.
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. All during Lent, the Wendelene Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendelene Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendelene Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30. The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
Hey, we're back Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. We now have the huge winning coach of the state girls swim team.
She's not that huge. She's normal awesome. Size.
Yeah. She's kind of little. She's big. She's big. This is big.
It is big.
That's big.
Mindy, how are you, sweetie?
How you doing, Mindy?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Awesome.
How about your weekend it was, kid?
What a weekend.
We went up there Thursday and competed, and our goal was to swim on Friday. Is that correct?
That is correct. We knew it was going to be a lot of tough competition a lot of schools that were bigger than us. And yeah, we were going in seated right on that bubble, and girls went out and gave it their all, and they were able to make it in the 200 free relay and 400 free relay. So we went back and did it again on Friday. So,
Mindy, describe the whole day. I mean, on Thursday, you go up there. Is it like walking in the Hoosiers? I mean, you go in there in this huge.
It is a big facility. It's about a 50 meter pool, and what they do is they kind of block off the center of it and turn it into an 8-lane 25 yard pool, and then you have a slightly longer warm up 6-lane warm up pool going the opposite direction, and then they have a big diving well, and then they've got a stadium like seating that goes like a big U shape around 3/4 of the pool. And then they've got the seating down on the deck as well for the swimmers and things. So it's a large setup for high school.
I talked to Kurt Rammel, and Mr. Rammel was up there both days watching and rooting you guys on. He said it was unbelievable how big that place was.
Yeah, it is huge. It is huge for high school. Yeah, he and Marcus Overman both came up Thursday, and then Kirk came back again on Friday. So, yeah, he got quite a bit of swim in a couple days there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, if I remember right, and I was kind of following you guys on Twitter, but I think that Martin Grove was the first to go for us on Thursday night. Is that correct?
We had the 200 medley relay that swam first. We were seated 24th going in, and we finished 24th, I believe, or 23rd. I think maybe one of the schools got disqualified. So we kind of knew going in that was, you know, we weren't really thinking that would be one that we would be able to advance as easily on unless we just really threw something crazy out, you know. So, yeah, and then Cassie went and swam the 50 free, and she added, I think, maybe 3/10 to her time, and that dropped her. And it dropped her down to, I think, probably 23rd. So there was a huge... With that 50 free, it's all in 2 or 3/10 of a second. You've got 7-8 places. So... Yeah, but she swam. It was a good race for her. She swam well, and she just kind of lost a couple tenths, and that's what happened. So
okay, so she gets out of the pool, and then we got a little time for our next relay. Just describe to us the kids' feelings right before. I mean, are they getting anxious? Were they getting a little down the dumps, or how was that?
You know, I think it's hard going in, you know, with that first relay, knowing that we were not seated real well, and then Cassie not doing her very best. But, you know, that was only the second time that she's ever swam under a 25. So she broke a 25 to get to state and swam a 24.5, and then the second time she swam a 24.8. So, you know, I was pretty excited for her that she'd kind of broken that mile marker of that 25 to get down to that 24, and now, you know, hopefully she's swimming that 24 consistently, you know. But they were a little bit concerned, but then, you know, it was funny, the parents kind of walked around, snuck over and kind of chatted with us for a second, and then the girls kind of, I said, you know, you guys need to go meet and huddle up, and they've kind of got a little ritual going, and so they kind of did their own little cheers amongst themselves and got themselves fired up. And yeah, they went out there and saw a great 200 free relay. It was just barely off their best time and got them back in the game, and yeah, swam the 400 free relay and made it back in that too. So all five girls got to come back on Friday, and that was the goal, to get everybody back on Friday and see if we could do it again.
So, man, you like going into that now, this is one where when it's over, you know, I'm in. We're in. We're going the next day, or is this something you still got to wait around a little bit and find out?
No. As soon as the race was over and all the heats were done, it took you know, about five. Well, there was actually a little brief moment in time there before we figured out that somebody else got DQ'd, that we were adding it up, and we had us tied for 16th place. Ooh. And a tie 16th place would mean that we would have had to have a swim off.
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
At the end of the prelim day, they would have waited till we were done with 400 free, then waited 15 minutes, and then we would have had to have a swim off to see who got that 16th.
So two teams
spot.
Just go out there and go at it.
They had to do that, I think, in another race. But we, I guess, you know, unlucky for somebody, but lucky for us.
Lucky
one of the other
us.
Teams got disqualified, and so it was a tie for 15th place. So we both made it in.
So. I'm getting DQ'd. What do they do wrong? Are you false starts, or what do you do?
When it's a freestyle relay like that, 90% of the time it's that they've left too early.
False start, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And there was quite a bit of that, because during the season, you've only got a couple officials that are watching those starts. And, you know, when you come down to that state meet and the district level and the state level, they have four or five officials on each side of the pool, and they're all watching. They're probably all assigned about one lane apiece, and they are watching that like a hawk.
Yeah, one job.
So, you know, ones where it might have been a little iffy in the past, those don't fly, you know. So they really get them on those starts.
Yeah.
Mindy, describe the feeling then as you guys made it to Friday, your Thursday night, you went back to the hotel. I had to be a heck of a party, huh?
We were lucky enough that the girls were able to stay in their room kind of, you know, together. And so, you know, they got to kind of, you know, hang out and have a lot of fun and, you know, spend time together, go sit in the hot tub for a little bit and relax. And yeah, the parents hung around in the lobby and relived the good old days for a little while. It was a lot of fun.
That had to be fun.
and then you make it to Friday, man, and we, you know, we finished about where we thought we would finish. But the amazing thing is that you had a group of girls who swam the maximum amount of races as any school in the state of Ohio.
Exactly.
And how cool is that?
That's pretty something to be proud of.
And they are. I keep telling them, you have to be so proud of themselves because, you know, one, this is the first time we've ever done it in our history. And, you know, they gave it their all and they hung in there and they kept fighting and they went back on Friday. And, you know, we added just a little bit of time on each one. But, you know, that's four girls, that's a couple tenths for each kid, and they are swimming their hearts out. And, yeah, it was just an amazing experience for all of them and for myself and the parents. They've been so supportive. And, you know, there was so much Twitter and, you know, Facebook and so many people that were so nice and wished us well and, you know, kept asking us how we were doing and, you know, the community support and, you know, the radio and all the papers and, you know, the administration, everyone's been just terrific in how much support they've given us.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm very thankful for that.
We couldn't be
very well deserved. Absolutely.
It had to be great for you, not only as Coach Mindy Bubb, but also as Mom Mindy Bubb.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of. I appreciate you taking the time out to call in. And
yeah.
And let's get ready for next year, right?
Heck yeah.
We got a heck
Sounds
of a team
good.
Coming
hopefully
back.
We can, yeah, hopefully we again. Can do it again next year.
Awesome. That's Mindy Bupp of your
Thanks, Mindy.
Fort Recovery Swim.
Yep, thank you.
Swim team. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back right back with Coach Brian Patch and Tyler Niekamp's calling in. And we just got to, here's what we got to do. Neil?
Yep.
I'm in.
You in? Here's what we got to get. We need a sponsor for our call-ins. Like, this has to be like on the, our, you know, like if somebody calls in, what's that called? You know? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Let's have a Hastings Auto.
Oh, okay.
Call in.
Oh. No, I mean, whoever calls in is like, what's that called? Like a
sponsor.
No, we got to have this on the hotline.
Hotline?
The Hastings hotline.
Hey, we're on the Hastings hotline.
The Hastings Automotive hotline calling in.
Yep. $20 every time we say their name.
How much?
30.
I think 50.
Okay.
50? He says he's been busy.
Yeah. Well, you can be busy and not make money.
Men or Fort Recovery Lumberyard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Mindy.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, kid.
Thanks, Mindy.
Yeah, thanks. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gotcha.
Lent season is here. Wayne Street Market is offering their famous fried fish. The entire Lent season, Wayne's Hot Deli will be serving fried fish for lunch and dinner on Fridays. Grab a 2 or 3 piece dinner with a choice of 2 sides in a dinner roll, or if you're feeding the whole family, order by the pound. Please call ahead to secure your order. Our fish is tasty and it will sell out. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market for your Lent season Friday fish meals.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
State Representative Keith Faber will be at the St. Mary's Library to meet with constituents on Monday, March 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. No appointment is necessary, and everyone is encouraged to stop by. Again, our State Representative Keith Faber will be meeting with the public on Monday, March 5th from 4 to 6 at the Library in St. Mary's, located at 140 South Chestnut Street in downtown St. Mary's. Here's some good news. You don't need to make supper on Sunday, March 11th. All you need to do is head up to the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's their annual spring chicken fry from 3 to 6 p.m. It's carryout only, and it's first come, first served until they're all gone. And don't forget to pick up a couple of extras for quick meals during the week. So don't bother with making supper on March 11th. Just get to the KFC Spring Chicken Fry from 3:30 to 6 for a great meal with no work. No work.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk 845 Fort Recovery
Hoops.
Radio.
We're talking hoops.
We are talking hoops. We've talked to the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We've talked to Mike Bayshore, who's proud as ever and looking forward to the Friday night matchup. We talked to Mindy Bupp about the awesome experience last weekend. With the swim team. And now on the phone, on the Hastings hotline, is Mr. Tyler Niekamp, head coach of the Van Buren Knights. Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Tyler, would you ever dreamed when you took this job at Van Buren that you'd be playing Fort Recovery?
How about playing your alma mater right out of the gate for your sectional title?
You know, I never really thought about it much. And then further we went on in the season, you know, I look at our district. I'm like, oh, you know, Fort Recovery's in our district, Quarters in our district. So then I was like, oh, that'd be neat if, you know, something happens, we end up playing each other. And
wouldn't that be neat?
Now it's going to be our first tournament game. So it should be a lot of fun.
This is going to be fun.
Tyler, you've had a good season, buddy. We was talking earlier. 15-7, 14-8. What's your record coming in?
15-7.
15-7. Yeah.
Yeah. It's. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's been a lot of fun, and for our guys to get the 15 wins has been good. So I'm really proud of, you know, what our team's been able to do so far.
You got a pretty good bench coach there with you, and having Mike Lee there, and for his basketball experience, that's awesome. But
and
just
an
all around
guy, isn't he? Yeah, all around great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. In fact, he's at the LCC Elmwood game right now. He went back down to Elida tonight, and he goes to a game about every night. So having somebody like that is not only fun to have around because he's a good guy, but he's just been tremendous in how much he's been able to help me out this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler, I went up and seen you guys play your last regular season or second last regular season game against Elmwood, and a game you guys had a big lead and hung on then you come out the Friday night and put it to another team, and the week before you had a double victory. You put it to Clyde on Saturday night, and you guys are playing well right now.
Yeah, that weekend where we had Kaleida and then we had North Baltimore the night before was a weekend that we were kind of waiting on for a long time, because I feel like we've been, up until that point, we've been just so up and down and never know what we're going to get on some nights or even for a quarter, you know, or so. So it was nice to have a weekend like that where we play two solid games and get two good wins for our team. And then we were able to hang on that game that you were at on Tuesday and end the season on a nice win against Riverdale on Friday. And I will mention, you know, I did notice Hubs at all of those games and Fort Recovery and the pullover. So you got to love Hubs.
Yo, don't you got to love him? He knows everything about you, I think, and that's going to be so much fun Friday night. Tyler, talk a little bit about your team, and you have great balance. I think your smallest guy you started is 6'1", the tallest guy is 6'5", and you play, and I think your whole roster is that way. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we moved just some guys up from JV just for their sake, because we can dress, you know, 15 guys for tournament. But before we did that, I think our shortest guy listed on our roster was 6'1", and then, like you said, our tallest guy is 6'5". So we got nobody who's, you know, huge, like that 6'7" or 6'8" type, but we got a bunch of guys overall who are just have pretty decent size and pretty decent length.
And that probably is why defensively, Coach Bayshore says you guys put a big challenge up to the Indians, because you guys can guard people.
Yeah, you know, it took us a little while to figure that out. And then I think lately we've kind of started to figure that out a little bit. And our guys are starting to play better team basketball. And then I don't mean that they haven't been playing good team basketball. I mean team defense, I should say. Mm-hmm. And starting to make it tough on opponents to score. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, Mike's a really big defensive guy. And, you know, I said it before, I can't say enough how helpful he's been, you know, just every day in practice and preparing for teams and getting ready to take away other teams' strengths and things like that.
You know, that's right, because when you played, you didn't guard anybody.
No,
did you have a steal?
It didn't matter. No, I didn't. No, I don't know. Somebody may have thrown it to me one time.
Somebody dropped one in your hand.
Yeah, and I picked it up. But. Well, I do remember playing against Mike's teams a lot and thinking how miserable that was.
Yeah. You know,
with how those
relentless guys, were.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so exactly
when I found out I had a chance to get him on staff, I jumped all over that.
Good call.
Amen, brother. So, yeah. You know, we talk a little bit about your team and Fort Recovery, but let's talk a little bit about the knee camps and you playing this game against your brothers and your mom and dad. And I know that I guarantee you mom and dad's going to be having their black on. They better have. And I think that I just think it's going to be a great experience. And your wife, she won't shut up. I'm about to knock her out.
She's probably texting you right now.
Yeah, challenger.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. We got dad a really nice Van Buren shirt, so hopefully he's ready to show that off on Friday. But it's like you said, it should be a really good time. Just besides all the circumstances, you know, that are surrounding it, I think it's going to be a great game. You know, I think there's going to be a good crowd. That field house is an awesome place
to play.
That is
a nice place to play.
It'll be a good atmosphere. I'll
tell you what, Tyler,
I'm really looking forward to it.
You kind of talked about how your season, you know, you've been up and down and trying to find that continuity where you can get it going. And I tell you what, you're describing our team too, because we kind of went through the same kind of emotions, and it looks like it's going to be a battle on Friday.
Yeah, it's funny you said it, because just today I was talking with one of my assistants, and he said somebody asked how Fort Recovery was, and he said, well, they're a lot like us. So just, you know, the way their season's been going. So, yeah, I mean, it should be a great, great game. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I know you got a little one at home, just had a birthday. Might be the cutest kid I ever seen. Thank God she looks like her mom.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but, you know, it's nice to get to come home and play with her after practice.
Tyler, good luck Friday
good
night,
luck,
brother.
Buddy.
We love you. And
thanks, boys.
And it's going to be a fun one Friday night.
Good to have you for you, buddy.
All right, look forward to it.
All right, man.
See you then.
Tyler Niekamp of the Van Buren
Black
Knights. And man, what a neat dude he is.
Great
and,
kid.
And that is going to be fun.
That is fun. It's going to be neat for him, too.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I've talked to Coach today, and we text him back and forth, and Coach Bayshore. And you know, he says, this, you know, it is evenly matched. You talk about two teams that are...
Should be a showdown.
It should be, and both of them coming in here with about the same records again in an Elida Fieldhouse. And Fee, you talk about, I love the Elida Fieldhouse.
It is a great field. It's a great place to play. We've had some big games in there. Yeah. And we were talking about the other night getting up there. You know, we pulled in and we were thinking, man, we've had some unbelievably exciting games.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it on the way up there, and I thought, you know, that is an old building. But if they ever replace that, I'm going to be upset.
Absolutely.
It is.
I mean, I don't care if it costs them $500 billion to refurbish it and make it exactly like it is. I love that place.
I don't know why.
Good
memories.
You walk in the doors and you're on the floor.
Yeah.
It's the damnest thing you ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah. I don't know what the players feel about that building, but I think they like it too. But as a fan, I really like that place. And it's old. I mean, you know.
There ain't nothing better when it's packed.
Yeah.
When it's packed and loud, it's fun.
Yep.
When we played St. Henry up there with Wade and Pig.
Yeah.
That was an electric atmosphere. But the best atmosphere ever is Fort Recovery Clyde of Girls.
Yes.
Oh, my God. State. Yeah.
Yep. And the 3 years before that when we always seemed to get hurt by the officials a little bit.
Yeah.
We got nudged out there a few times.
Yeah.
But the year we went to state, those subs just went out there and said, let's just win this.
We can win her.
I talked to tournament director last night, and he was telling me that they have 14 tournament games there in the next 10 days.
Is that right?
Wow. So that's pretty busy.
That's pretty cool.
And, yeah, it is.
And he's organized.
Yeah, they know how to run a tournament up there. And they're going to have a fun one Friday night. I know Coldwater got a victory tonight in the first game of the Division III section up there, 53-46 over Douglas Jefferson.
Yep.
So the Cavaliers move on to the sectional final Friday night, and they're going to take on, they will play the winner of the next game, which is LCC and Elmwood. And I like LCC's chances. So that sets up a sectional final in that bracket is OG versus Spencerville in a game that OG will win by 60. Tenora versus Paulding. Paulding's playing well. Paulding upsets and beats. I'm taking Paulding to beat Tenora and to move on to the districts. And then us and Van Buren, we talked about, and we're going to go with the Indians in that one because
I got to.
Absolutely. And then Coldwater and LCC, and that'll be a slugfest too. Friday. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Top of the hour here. We got Coach Patch. We will turn our attention to the girls and we had a nice sectional win Saturday night.
Yeah, we did.
And
took care of business.
It's time for district basketball with Coach Patch right after this.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
We are MRR. We are MRR. We are MRR.
Here are the Fort Recovery basketball tournament games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will continue their tournament run when they play Ridgemont at 6:15 at Wapakoneta. The Indians boys won last night, and they'll play Van Buren, coached by Tyler Niekamp, at Elida on Friday at 6. If the girls defeat Ridgemont tomorrow night, they'll play at Wapakoneta on Saturday at 7 p.m. against the winner of New Bremen and Minster. Girls play Ridgemont at Wapakoneta on Thursday at 6:15. Boys play Van Buren on Friday at Elida at 7. And if the girls win tomorrow, they'll play the winner of Minster and New Bremen on Saturday at Wapakoneta at 7 o'clock. Get to these tournament games if you can to cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7 for only $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and younger.
And it's not just their great fish they're serving up. They also have baked beans, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, fruit, and more. And coffee is included. So head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Just $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish and more. Every Friday night during Lent.
We're back. Wayne Street Market. Sports Talk. Wayne Street Market. They bring us meat and cheese. They're they bring us peanuts. They got. I love Wayne Street Markets. Except I got my.
I'm
late.
They ran out of fish Friday.
They shut me out. They always do. They can't fry it fast enough. With those
more
big
fryers
that take space, money. They fry as much as they can, buddy.
Fryers.
And in there,
I called the bone and I get shrimp basket. Get French fries. I said, what do you mean you can't get French fries? We ain't getting fries.
Can't give up fryer space.
I'll buy the fryers. How much are they, Spencer? $100?
No, the fryers aren't the problem. Space is the problem.
What do you mean?
We don't have enough room to put more stuff in there.
Oh, Jesus. Now that we got on the Hastings Hotline.
All right.
Hastings Hotline's on fire tonight. Hey, welcome to the Hastings Hotline, Fort Recovery Radio. Who we got here?
This is Coach Patch.
Hey, Coach Patch. How's it going, buddy? I'm fired up tomorrow, bud.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm fired up, too, for Hastings Auto. I tell you what, they're going to come in big for me tomorrow, too.
Yep, I'll take care of you, bud.
Why, is he giving you a car or something if you win, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you win the district title, you'll get a car.
Okay.
You can drive a Cooper vehicle for a week. How you doing, bud?
Oh, good.
Good.
Coach, congratulations on a sectional title, and that is how many is that in a row for you?
I think three.
Three? And how many years have you been coaching girls basketball?
Four.
We didn't win a sectional one year?
First year.
Who beat us?
Ada.
Not really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get out coached?
Probably.
Coach, you come out to a game Saturday night against an overly matched Ada team. And them games are tough to play, but, man, we went out and took care of business, and you had to feel good about that.
Yeah. We were just had talked about all week about, our effort and execution. And, we've had a few games like that this year where we played some teams that were, kind of down a little bit as far as, not being equal with talent as what we had, and we didn't play as hard in those games, and those are games as coaches you kind of get upset about. I don't like those games to play in those games, and just because of that reason, and you pick up a lot about habits and things like that. And so I was happy that our kids came out, and I kind of saw a different team for us, and we didn't take them lightly, and we played hard, and whatever the score was, and that's what it was just going to be. And we didn't press and try to put it on them or by any means, but as the game progressed, but just to play hard, and that's what we wanted our kids to do, and I thought our kids did a great job of doing that. So.
Boy, you did. I tell you what, we talk about not being able to step on the throat and end the game and finish teams. You finished that team. That team was finished at halftime. And I agree with what you said. I mean, I think a lot of times you come down to the level of the competition sometimes when it is bad like that. It's hard to get out there and play your best game. But, Brian, I thought you did a great job. I thought you had them fired up and ready to go. And like you said, we went out there and took care of business.
Yeah, and, I don't think it was – it didn't have to wait to be halftime. It was over in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Our kids played really well and executed and played hard. And, we even started mixing some kids in there, some of the JV kids, at the second quarter still. And then they got a chance to play the whole third quarter. And so, I know the older kids really like that. And they like seeing the younger kids get out there and have a chance to play. And, as I said, they work really hard in practice as well all year long. And so it was nice to see those kids get minutes and not just get minutes, but also contribute. Our JV kids actually outscored, their varsity team in the fourth quarter. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, your JV team, that's a pretty good team. You got some good players.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Gotta love that.
Definitely looks bright. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
How, so, Coach, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to you, and And I said, you know, it's going to be an all-MAC district. And you said, I would say so. He said, this Ridgemont team is better than you think. And Coach, you called it. And they had a nice win over St. Henry.
Yeah, I mean, they are very athletic. They have a lot of size. And, you know, their bigger kids are their outside shooters. And so, you know, they probably shoot 60% of their shots or so are three-point shots. And so, you know, they also do some, like, a 1-3-1 kind of half-court, three-quarter-court trap a little bit out of it. And so, you know, if you don't handle the ball, they can get you to turn it over. And they're very long. You know, they're... I think they have 3 5'10" or 5'11" kids out on the perimeter. And so, you know, with that size and that length, you know, it can give you some problems. And like I said, they shoot enough threes that, you know, if a few of those go in, you know, they're going on a pretty good run. And so, you know, we know as coaches that this game on Thursday is not going to be easy and that we got to come ready to play. And, you know, we're going to have that same type of effort and execution on Thursday for us to have a chance to win. So,
you, how's week going in practice, Coach?
This week has probably been our two best days I've seen us practice with our defense being as good as what it has been. Carly had been sick and didn't practice on Monday or Tuesday at all, so we were kind of down her with her and Kai out. She did practice today, and she'll be ready to go tomorrow, but you know, today we kind of went light, didn't do a whole lot of scrimmaging, a lot more shooting and some, you know, fundamental things with that the day before the game. But, you know, Monday, Tuesday, defensively, I was really happy with our effort. And so, and also our execution on offense. We didn't turn it over very much and took care of it. And we had great ball movement and we scored, you know, was able to score. Probably a little easier than what we have on our JV team throughout the season. So that was happy to see that. So.
You got to be, you know, tomorrow is going to be, they're not going to have any fans there. And it's going to be a game. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll have 50.
You obviously didn't see the out. You came, that's right. You came in like 3 minutes before game time. That's right.
Yeah, 5 minutes before
on
game time.
On Saturday.
Plenty of time.
Well, it's because our GPS.
GPS blew up.
Took you out in the middle of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Went to the old school.
Yeah.
So how many people?
They had their whole side completely packed. Like, they had no room. Because for them, they haven't won. Yeah, they have like 17 or 18 wins.
I know.
And so for them, they have never won. I don't think they've ever won a sectional ever in their history.
Is that right?
And so for them, yeah. And so for them, I mean, they had their whole entire place packed.
They might have the whole like down there.
Yeah, like it was crazy nuts how many people they had there.
I'll bet we have more than they do.
Well, I hope so, because they were riled. Match fact, one kid, one of their fans actually got tossed out.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a challenge.
He chased the official on the floor.
So, I hate that.
So, but yeah, their crowd was rowdy and loud and yelling. And, I mean, they had a ton of people. Like I said, they haven't had this kind of success in a while. And so they're very optimistic. I know, talked a little bit with the coach, and I think they have like 17 or 18 wins, like I said. And so for them, I mean, I think this might even be a record year for them. So they're really excited and happy about this team. So,
Coach, your sharpshooter is a sharpshooting right now, and that's got to be a pretty good old feeling, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, she's kind of been that way the last couple weeks, and knock on wood. But, you know, this is actually her probably – this was probably her healthiest she's been in going into a tournament the last actually probably 2 years of her sophomore, junior year. She's kind of hurt and banged up. Yeah, hurt and banged up a little bit going into the tournament, and really didn't have kind of the tournament that we was hoping she would have. And I think now she's 100% healthy and – yeah, as you can be at this point in the year. And so, you know, I think she's shooting it really well.
She's shooting with
confidence. And,
absolutely.
She knows it's her senior year. And, you know, seniors play a little bit different than juniors and sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And so she's going out there and playing well for us. And that's what we continue to need from her. So,
Coach, what about Kaya's status?
She won't play tomorrow at all. She's still out. Still sore when it walks and all that stuff. She's not released yet. The earliest she'd be able to get back to even practice would be on Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for her, I mean, she hasn't even been running or any cardio at all, really much at all. She's done a little bike, I think, at Snap Fitness. You know, when she goes home in the evenings, we'll try to do a little of that. She can. Has shot around a little bit, just kind of standing there with her boot and stuff on, right. Shooting, but really hasn't done any jumping or running or anything like that without the boot. So, you know, I'd say, you know, she'll try to probably want to go, but she's going to be very limited on what she can do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little tough.
What are you watching on TV tonight?
Well, I was watching a film earlier in Ridgemont and Leinster, and then I actually been watching the Big Ten tournament as well.
Who's winning? What was that?
I've been coughing. I've been sick like crazy.
You all right?
Well, I don't feel cold here. But
you want me to step in tomorrow, Coach?
Take over, Bobby.
Well, you know, I almost didn't go on Saturday. Actually, I was under the weather bad. So,
ooh, that ain't no good.
That's not good.
You know, one of those shivers and sweats and all that kind of body ache and stuff. So that's kind of what I got. So,
if you knew a nurse, that would help you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe somebody take care
a
of you.
Tender loving care, I'd say. What's
the
going on?
The big guy needs some TLC and he ain't getting it.
Come on.
Well, she's going through a little stressful time right now.
Midnight tonight's the big turnover, IU East.
Yeah, so she's going a little emotional on that one. So
yeah, I'm sure.
I'm kind of out right now for
yeah,
her.
So. Yeah, you just be a good
suck
boy.
Suck it up, big fella.
Just be a good boy. Coach, tomorrow, 6:15, Walpock High School. Game one of two. It's New Bremen and Minster and the Indians and Ridgemont. Coach, good luck tomorrow night, buddy. We're going to be there. We're going to be rooting for you.
We'll be rooting them on.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, that's Coach Brian Patch of your Fort Recovery Indians, the sectional champions, 3 years in a row.
3 years in a row.
And we're going to go to try to get in the district final. We're going to start it tomorrow night at 6:15. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We just got a lot of stuff to talk about. Absolutely. Yep. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce the nominees and recipients for their 38th Annual Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame Awards Banquet on Sunday, March 11th at 6 p.m. The 2017 Citizen of the Year has been awarded to Connor Rammel. Connor has been extremely active with various groups, including the Friends of the Arts, Chamber of Commerce, Merchants Association, and the recent FR225 celebration. Also receiving public nomination for Citizen of the Year are Jose Fowler, Robert Freemeyer, and Dan and Teresa Leonards. The Hall of Fame Award recipients for 2017 are Pat Diller, Tom Sandrell, and Dan Wendell for their continued contributions to the Fort Recovery community. Also receiving public nomination for the Hall of Fame Award are Bob Ports, Tom Remoklis, and Bob Stogler. In the Fort Recovery Business of the Year Award recipient is Sunshine Boutique. Krista Mullenkamp opened Sunshine Boutique in September of 2013. Her store carries several popular lines of affordable, stylish women's clothing and offers a unique product and service to our community that attracts many visitors, and Krista has become a wonderful ambassador for the Fort Recovery community. Mayor Dave Kalp will be presenting the Outstanding Community Service Award to the Fort Recovery Squad 3 first responders, who are Dan Wendell, Jared Laux, Jerry Byram, and Nathan Wendell. Additional awards to be presented at the banquet are the annual Beautification Awards. This year's recipients include Judy Wood for Most Improved Residential Property, Eric and Christy Feely for Most Improved Dwelling, and the Paul Stogler Recreational Trail for the Community Improvement Award. The annual Chamber of Commerce Scholarship will be awarded to Fort Recovery High School senior Taylor Grizzy, daughter of
Now he switched.
Well, when you tell me there's
Last weekend we had music every time we come into
MFP. Absolutely.
And you just tell me at 5 seconds before you
you're too busy on the internet. You're texting.
All you have to do is tell him, Bob.
Jamming.
What song you want?
Jamming on the
wall. No, we're done. We tried, didn't we, Fee?
Yeah, we gave it everything.
You didn't try very hard.
We gave it all we had.
Chuck was MVP last week. Reese sucks.
Chuck's always MVP.
Chuck, we switched his bachelor party.
You see that, Spencey?
No.
24th now?
Oh, okay. That's state championship.
Ooh, it is state championship.
What is it?
It's boys state. No, it's girls state championship.
Also, it's our first baseball game.
No, it's boys. Boys, sorry.
Yeah, the 24th is our first baseball game?
Columbus.
Sorry, Chuck.
Went a long day.
Think Chuck can hook us up? Go to the Columbus, hook us up, get back for his bachelor, bro?
Yeah. We can do that.
I think you could.
We can get her done.
Oh, I was thinking that we wouldn't be allowed to start till the following Monday after the
basketball. Nope.
I have a box full of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I got about half of them.
They're at home.
God, Spencey.
Well, you asked if anybody had any.
It was a teaser.
Oh, you did tease me.
It was a teaser.
How about our Saturday? Was that fun or what?
It was a great Saturday.
Want to tell you about Saturday, Spencey? Or you don't care?
Yeah. I was one of the same places you were, but yeah.
We went to Finley.
Yep.
To watch one of our all-time favorite players.
Great guy. One of the best.
Yeah. Yes. Senior night, Finley Oilers and Pig Collig, and it was on Channel 44, and a lot of people got to see it.
Yeah.
And we got to see it live and in person, and he was.
Did not disappoint, did he? Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
What's that, 6 out of 7?
I think he was 5 out of 6. Was he six out of?
Might have been 6 out of 7.
He missed one out of a whole bunch.
20. I think he had two free throws. And didn't he have two free throws?
Yeah, so he had 20. So
I thought he made a layup.
Six threes.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe it was. Anyway. It don't matter.
Yep.
It was awesome.
He was tremendous.
He kind of was.
Player of the game.
Player of the game.
Yes, he was awarded player of the game.
And he made a 48-footer.
It was a bomb.
Yeah. out of the six he made, I think the shortest one was probably 22 feet, and at least three of them are more than 25.
He is fun to watch.
Man.
You said that.
That kid can flat out shoot.
And the Oilers played some kind of second half.
Wow.
Yes.
I tell you what, that first half, those two kids ate them alive. They couldn't stop them. And I don't know what Charlie did, but he lit a fire under them or something, because they came out and played the absolute perfect defensive game in the second half.
It's amazing. We're sitting here at halftime talking to Luke, and Luke says, same thing happened at Hillsdale.
Yeah.
This kid had 17 in the first half, had 17 at the other game.
Said didn't do nothing second
half. He had 19 or 21 at half and had 23.
He had two points. Yeah. Both of them. Why the other one only got 2 points, too?
It was unbelievable. It's amazing. Finley is good.
They can get after.
They got so many good players.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with Taryn Sullivan.
Well, he's an All-American.
He's amazing.
Plus, he proposed to his girlfriend.
That was kind of queerish.
No, it wasn't.
That was stupid.
It was awesome. I was crying.
Everybody's
crying.
You wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I wasn't.
You was crying like a baby.
Should have been.
It's natural.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was about 100 over there when we sat in, too. He was in there like sardines.
Yeah, sardine-age.
Place was sold out. Chelsea Collig was there.
Chelsea was?
Yeah, got sold. Couldn't get in.
No way.
Yes, sir. That's what she had on Facebook. Went up and seen Pig. Couldn't get in. Yeah, they turned him away. 1,450.
Phone call. What do you got you in?
Absolutely. Back doors. Back door Sally.
We snuck a door open.
Nobody
just catch
cares.
A little air here. Come on in.
Yeah. Reese Bob, your sister didn't get in. You don't have to hit the mic.
Oh, crap. He hit the mic.
He is mad, ain't he?
He was.
So anyway, we watched the Finley win, and we head up to the Lido and make. We each made what, 1,000?
About 1,000, or maybe not.
I suck at gambling.
We are bad. I love doing it.
You keep practicing.
Never though. Win, though.
Just keep on practicing.
I mean, I thought I was going to win.
At some point in time, you got to win.
You can't lose every time, Reese.
Come on. It ain't fair.
Just, I don't need to win a lot.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just keep me around.
Ah, oh, dang it, Spencey.
It's not my fault, man.
Can we promote gambling on 4K Radio?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. Gamble them if you got them.
Yeah. Hey, I haven't checked my phone. I might have.
What'd you win?
No, I had to see if anybody's text us.
Text us? No text for me. Dead.
I don't think anybody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
Wait a minute.
Three
guys. Don't. I got nothing. Not one person said.
Nobody.
Nobody's listening.
Well, you haven't said anything stupid yet, so that helps. I usually reply to that.
Yeah, they start dinging.
That is a good point. You got to say stupid stuff.
Yeah.
People's listening. That's why they're not texting.
Yeah, that's right.
Our show is so good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people's mostly actually, we've just been talking to the coaches.
They can't get to their phones.
They're
mesmerized.
This is the greatest show ever.
This is one of the greatest shows ever.
It's awesome.
Call in heaven.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Reese, you agree with
on
that.
On the Hastings hotline.
Hastings hotline.
It is smoking tonight.
It is on fire.
It is hot. What time are we leaving tomorrow night?
Early.
6:15. I got to be there at 5:45.
5:45. So we got to leave at least 4:45.
I can't let the coach down. I let him down last week. He's worried about me.
Was he a little nervous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They already had a sub in there.
Kurt Rammel.
Yep. No.
Yes.
You never worry about Bubba. He's going to be there.
Hey, it was close.
Well, yeah. They said, we got a text from Bubba. He's running
late. It's a good thing he's fast because he sprinted across the parking lot to get there.
That was
big.
Why are you laughing, Reese?
Reese is laughing. Going on?
Reese, you're not the quickest guy in the world.
Well, to sprint across a parking lot full of cars is not real easy to do.
I mean, it was wet and I was zigzagging. You looked like O.J. Simpson Hertz commercial. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Going through the airport.
Yep. Yep. Mm. I was jumping on God bless it. What you call it?
What you call it?
Cars.
No. Did he jump cars?
No, he's jumping across benches, I think, or something. Benches.
Yeah, that's what it was. And turnstiles.
Oh, yep.
Yep. Yep.
The juice is on the loose. Juice is free man now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good, ain't it?
Because he's innocent.
Yeah, he's innocent.
Well, he served his time for
he killed those two people.
You can't prove that.
Just a little.
If the glove does not fit,
you must. Quit.
What was that, Johnny Cochran?
Yep.
Johnny Cochran. That was a most classic trial of all time.
Oh, I loved it. The whole thing.
But he couldn't even get his hand in the glove. It was the wrong size.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
That whole day. When Juice is getting chased and everything's on.
That was a classic.
It was Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open. Remember that? And he cried?
Yeah.
No, I didn't remember anything else that day, but yeah.
What else was 35 years ago today?
I don't know.
What is today?
35 years ago today.
28th.
All right, come on.
End of February.
No clue.
What'd you do all day?
What did I do all day?
Yeah.
Well, I had pilgrims at my house putting siding on my garage.
You have a brick house.
See, hello,
on my garage.
Oh, who's the Amish? I seen them parked over here.
Yeah.
I buy them dinner, too?
No, I looked out. They were gone.
How'd they do? Good?
Well, they don't have the siding on yet, but pretty sure they won't be there tomorrow in the pouring down rain.
It's supposed to rain.
Yeah. It's raining a little bit.
Inch and a half of rain. I don't think they'll be.
Is it really?
Yeah. I've heard. Well, Dayton, their projection was 1.78, I believe, is what it said last night.
That's a lot. Yakko says, I'm listening, just waiting for karaoke to start.
Yes.
I love Yakko.
Yakko's the best.
35 years ago today.
35. Okay, that means.
What's happening right now?
Where'd you have
it? Karaoke? 16.
No, listen. 35 years ago today. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What's the date?
What?
What's the date?
March 28th.
March 28th.
February 28th.
February 28th.
Yeah. February 28th, 1983. Is that right?
1983.
35, yep.
I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The last episode of MASH. 125 million viewers.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty good.
The last episode of MASH, the largest
farewell ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, trivia.
Trivia.
Turn it down. If you get this right, you win
one of the chicken tickets.
Chicken dinners.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
What did The Rock say as he flew off?
The Rock. I don't know who that is.
Goodbye.
No. We're giving you, moron.
We're giving he wants the ticket.
No. Remember how it was lined up?
Yeah.
I don't know who The Rock was. So I haven't
seen Rocks. As he flew rocks. Off.
Oh, you said The Rock.
Remember Honeycutt.
On the motorcycle.
Give me a message.
That's exactly right. If you get it, you get a fireman's chicken dinner ticket.
It's big. Call in.
For only $7.
No, we're giving it free. I'll pay for it.
Oh, okay.
It's big. We're not. You got to call in.
Yakko's our only listener.
Oh.
Yakko, you know.
They have to call in. They can't.
RJ the DJ's got to be out there.
They're looking it up. That's what makes me mad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on. We're not. We ain't going any farther until somebody knows, tells us the last three words.
Give them the number.
MASH.
419-516-0702.
Yeah, that'll help.
Hastings Hotline.
We forgot to tell them the number.
419-516-0702. If you know this answer, the last episode, 35 years, I cried.
It's great.
I bawled like a baby. I was 18 years old.
It's the greatest show ever.
Did you, what show do you like right now? That you're hooked on.
I don't really watch a lot of TV shows.
You don't?
I watch Young Sheldon.
Really, my TV.
That's awesome.
Young
Sheldon. It's so funny.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon. It's awesome.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I like watching right now?
What's that?
What's that show with?
It must be important to you. You can't remember the name.
No, the show on Tuesday, the fat guy.
King of Queens?
No, yeah. Who is that? What show is that?
Yeah.
It's Kevin Can Wait.
Kevin Can Wait.
I love that show.
I've never seen it.
Well, man. You don't know what you're missing. Better Young Sheldon.
It ain't bad.
No, I don't think it is.
I watch every show.
You do?
I got none.
Young Sheldon is about the only TV show I listen to.
Todd Homan. He got one word right.
Yes. Todd
Homan wins.
Leg.
Yes, one leg. A chicken leg.
We're giving it out piece by piece right now.
Yep, he wins a chicken leg.
He's got a chicken leg.
Huh?
Call in.
They nobody knows it.
Tell him to call.
Huh?
You're giving away Todd.
Giving away Todd? What are you talking about?
Never mind.
This is big. Fee, remember it?
This is big.
That's like a... What kind of verse is that of it? That's like our high school band playing or something.
La la.
It's like a, spooky.
Sorry.
It's a spooky version.
I'm a little scared right now.
It's scary in the studio right now.
There it is. You know the words to it?
Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes.
Wait a minute.
And I can take or leave it if I please.
Todd Homan.
You got it.
Got it?
Goodbye. Farewell. Amen.
Amen.
That was the last time. Todd Homan wins a chicken dinner.
Attaboy, Todd.
Homans win everything up here.
Oh, yeah.
That's because they're always listening.
That's a good point.
That's a good start. That's how you win.
Hey, we could. How about the K&L hot mic?
Hot mic came in.
Calling in. The Hastings. What is it? What
hotline.
Call
it?
Hastings Hotline.
K&L Hotline.
K&L Hotline.
Yeah. Okay.
$20 every time we say it?
Yeah, make it 30.
30?
K&L.
We're getting into the spring selling season.
K&L. You owe us 1,000 there, big fella. We'll give you chicken dinner though when you bring it up.
Fireman's chicken dinner tickets. If you need any, text me.
$7.
Awesome.
Me too.
Fee's got them, 419-852-9201. We'll set them right
for 419-852-3599.
If you need a chicken dinner.
Need a chicken dinner, we hook you up.
Yep.
It is the best chicken dinner.
Oh, those are really good.
No.
This is my favorite, right?
No, listen.
Okay.
A better one?
I don't want to say nothing to Matt. I don't want to get any firemen mad.
Ooh, don't get them mad.
I'm already mad if you're saying theirs isn't the best.
Last week?
It's not.
Okay, what's the best?
Sharksburg Church last week was the best chicken I ever had.
Spicy. Had a little spice.
It was unbelievable.
It was good. It was good.
I didn't know about that one. They didn't send us
any
information so we could do a promo.
It was so good. It was it's a cotton candy, basically.
I love the first ones. Always the first ones are the best.
The first ones of the year?
Yeah. At the end of the year, you've had them about 15 times.
Yeah.
What I like most about the firemen is they cook it in my backyard.
The smell?
Basically.
You just sit outside all day?
Yeah.
Just,
he gains 14 pounds just smelling.
Just smelling.
I had a skunk coming home last night.
It was bad.
Did you hurt him?
He He was already dead, but
he rolled him over.
God, I hate the smell of skunks.
Yeah, that's not good.
Huh?
That's not good.
The Reese?
Reese likes it.
Stanky.
How's Florida?
Great, loved it.
Really? Who's your best autograph?
Carlos Correa.
Carlos Correa from the Astros?
Astros. I got a big name almost every day. My dad didn't do as well.
You didn't?
Well, he's 60. He ain't getting... He's got to get his wheels. He's got to go.
You guys have a challenge?
No.
You got a big name every day. Did you get Bryce Harper?
Mm-hmm.
How many is that you had?
How many times I've gotten Bryce?
Yeah.
Like four or five different times.
Are you brothers? I mean, you say Reese?
No.
What if, who's the pitcher for the Reds that stole the clothes?
Mike Leake.
Mike Leake. If he sees you, what's he say?
Reese, what's up, man?
Do you know Mike Leake?
Here's a story.
First of all, he probably stole your wallet.
Here's a story.
We
have a story. So back in 2011 or 2012, he started personalizing to me. And he'd spell my name two. R-E-S-E. And I never say anything for the longest time. And so my dad decides he answers all of his fan mail and stuff.
Yeah.
So he sends him a letter saying, blah, blah, blah. And then, by the way, you're spelling my kid's name wrong. It's R-E-E-S-E. Next time I see Mike Leake, guess what? He spells it.
You got it right?
S-E.
Yeah.
Really?
Straighten him up.
Yeah.
He spelled you like a Reese cup. Stole Tony's wallet.
Just missed an E. Reese cup is spelled the same way. Is it Reese's name, yeah.
Reese Cup is R-E-E-C-E-E.
Oh, yeah, it's
Reese.
Yeah, his is an S.
Reese's
is a C.
Now you'll get one.
But this guy was only putting one E in there.
Boys, we got something big. This is big.
Uh-oh, we got a big one?
This is from Will Holman.
Willie.
All right.
Spency.
Yep.
You ready?
This is big.
Maybe.
Will, Fort Recovery Radio, be covering St. Paul Sharksburg, CYO State next weekend. First time back in over 15 years.
If somebody wants to take the equipment up there and do it, I can show them how to do it, and I'd be happy to have them on the air. Because we've done two different years of CYO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say definitely if we can get somebody that can...
Where's that? Well, let's
take the.
It's in Toledo. I'll do it. I'll go and do it. You got to give me expense money.
I can't afford it.
I got to go gamble.
Yeah. You're going to double it.
20 grand.
No. Just 500 a day.
500 a day. Generally,
think
we don't.
Think about it and let me know.
Well, generally, we don't charge anybody to run their commercials, so we're not making any money.
We could charge St. Paul's Church. Thousand
a day.
If you can get them to give you $1,000 to go gambling, I don't have any problem with that.
Be perfect.
Sam playing bingo.
Yeah.
You'll find a bingo.
You
want to
go?
Yeah.
I'll give you $250.
I'm in.
Reese Bob, can you man a
$250 allowed me about 5 minutes.
But we're going to have high school basketball games next weekend.
Yep.
Not this Friday, next Friday.
Next Friday.
That's all.
We should be playing district finals boys, and our girls will be in a regional final. Yeah,
so that would be the 10th.
We'll tell you this, Willie.
Got boys and girls
that day. We got bowling, Willie. Billy, wait a minute.
Boys and girls playing that day.
Bowling for baseball.
Oh, my God, that's bowling for baseball.
Bowling for baseball.
You want to talk a little bit about that, Mr. Feeling?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go. Yeah, we're having a little baseball fundraiser, bowling for baseball on March 10th. Six-person teams, $25 a person. You get a pizza, three games, a few drinks.
What time?
It's going to be fun.
Pop drinks.
Poppy drinks, yeah.
What time?
First shift at 3, second shift at 7.
Well, wow. We have a girls game. We have boys and girls that scheduled that day if we keep on winning.
Exactly. We're playing it by ear.
We can always move it. We're flexible.
We can always move it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's what's great about Fort Recovery Radio and the Fort Recovery Baseball Program.
Exactly. We can adapt.
Flexibility is our number one.
We can adapt with the best of them. So we got 2 weeks till we have our big NCAA bracket.
Oh, that's big.
Bracket challenge.
And we got a lot of money giveaway this year.
We got big donations. Yeah.
$500 from Spency. Spence?
Huh? What?
What?
Big.
What?
That's big, ain't it, Spencey?
That's a little bigger than I was hoping for.
Big. Well, I mean, we got to think here. Outside the box.
Big.
What else are we giving away?
Well, of course, that's going to come out of the Hastings Hotline money that we're
Hastings Hotline
that we're rolling in. So
$30
yeah.
a pop.
Yeah.
Hastings Hotline's solid. I do like it.
Ain't bad.
And K&L Hotline wouldn't be bad. Top Pharmacy Hotline. Wayne Street Market Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff.
This will be our daily sponsor. Who's our sponsor? Who's the hotline? Who's the hotline tonight, Bobby? That's what we'll start doing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep. We can do that.
Fort Recovery Radio could have a hotline. You could sponsor yourself.
Yeah. I'll give myself $1,000 a day.
Yep.
That's a big game.
That is big.
I have to write a bad check.
Bounce a check at you.
Don't do that.
No.
What else we got? Wait a minute. I got another text coming in.
Text.
Greg LaFever.
Greg.
Uh-oh, this is big.
All right.
Another big one.
Whoop.
We're shut down.
Greg is parish council president of St. Paul's. And
whoops.
No dice on the grant.
We're not getting any money.
No. But we'll count your free work as a donation to the church.
Oh, wow.
Hey, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
And
that
probably a letter of appreciation from the Pope.
Hey, I did say they had the best chicken I ever ate in my life.
Yes.
It was. You had a nice promo for them. Great chicken.
Yeah. Greg, that was the best chicken I ever ate. Who was that from? Chicken. We'll promote them.
Yeah. Had a little spicy to it. I liked it.
It was good.
It was good.
Different. You eat the applesauce?
Yep. Killed it.
I don't like applesauce.
I usually don't, but it was pretty good.
My mom used to grab my chin and make me say apples. So I don't know. You ever do that?
No. Hmm? She grabbed your chin and did what?
When I was a kid. Even when I was in high school.
Yeah.
She'd grab your chin and she did it. And then you'd try to talk about it. And then you'd say apples. So long. It was always mom's deal.
Okay.
You ever do it? Do it. Do it to Reese.
I'm not doing that to Reese.
Do it to Reese.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
Reese, say applesauce and he'll shake your chin.
not going to do that. That's dumb.
And it's a kind of a neat noise. Like,
shake your own chin.
Huh? I got two of them.
Well,
more chins than a Chinese.
I'll raise you one.
What else we got?
What else we got?
We got commercials left or we done?
We're done.
We can do some more. It doesn't hurt to let them have a couple extra commercials. But if you want to take a break and eat some cheese tray.
I can't eat another.
Ooh, I can't eat no more cheese either.
Drank 4 gallons of water.
Me too.
Got pee like a horse.
So,
let's make our prediction for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. Fort Recovery.
Over Ridgemont.
61.
Jesus.
We're going to put up some numbers.
61?
47.
Ooh.
Indians win.
That's a high score. I don't think it'd be that high.
Yeah, we'll kill them.
I got us by 12. 52-37. That's 50.
Yeah, good counting. Ron Shoemaker. Thank you very much.
Ron Shoemaker's still at Ponderosa smoking cigarettes.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
He's out.
Yep. I did understand
51-39 Fort.
51-39.
Okay.
You like it?
50-47.
And then 55-47 Friday night.
55-47?
Yep. Indians by 8.
I like it.
I like that.
You in or out, Spencey?
I like it.
Reese Bobby, you going?
I'm probably Friday. I don't know about tomorrow yet.
Oh, that's nice. Way to care. Who's that's doing a game so on radio?
Simulcast. Actually, it won't be Rob. He's the master of ceremonies for their
Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, and
right? So who's doing it?
Jeff Overholser.
Oh, perfect. Mangold.
Jeffrey. I don't know. Don't know who he's doing it with, but if we have Jeff Overholser, we're okay.
Jeffrey.
He is awesome.
He's good. You introduced him 48 times the game you played him.
Yeah, because he was a person that people hadn't heard on Fort Recovery Radio before.
Every commercial you said, now we got Jeff Overholser.
Yeah.
I was like, Neil, we know who it is. We're all listening.
Well, but if you've been listening,
a
lot of people just tune in.
Jeff Rowe in the house.
And they're saying, who the heck is that? Sounds familiar.
You've been working on your play-by-play?
I don't know if we're going to be allowed to do it. We're going to be on? Non-league games?
Yeah, non-league games, yes, definitely. Right. League games, haven't heard from them yet to see what we have to do to try to get reinstated, but
it is what it is. We'll do non-league and we'll have a blast.
Do all we can, whether it's some or all or none.
I can do some gave all.
I can promise you my brother will be listening, so.
That guy's awesome.
He is.
And it's his wife's birthday. Congratulations. Happy birthday to his wife.
It is his wife's birthday?
You going to sing happy birthday or not?
No, Reese.
You don't know her name.
Her now.
You absolutely don't know her name.
He's not good.
He's probably not even listening.
He's right listening. He's just listening. Text me.
No chance.
You're full of it.
He's a.
What's his wife's name?
Number one.
Kara.
Happy birthday, Kara.
Happy birthday,
Rogers.
Kara.
Elkhart, Rogers. Indiana.
Elkhart?
I did my Foster Brooks halfway through that.
You did? Yes, you did.
Foster Brooks. That wasn't too bad. I just want another pop.
I love Foster Brooks.
He was good.
The first time I saw him, he was on Johnny Carson, supposed to be the mayor of Burbank, giving him an award, and it was hilarious. And of course, after that, he was on all kinds of stuff a bunch. But
Foster Brooks,
man, that was
classic.
Good. Yep. Here's one that
oh my God, Dave's got a new dog named Gunner.
Dave.
Days.
Oh, Daisy.
Macy got one.
That's the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Gunner. Marcy's got a dog named Gunner.
I need a new dog.
A Boomer. He got Boomer.
A purebred German Shepherd. I need a dog.
You need a dog. Either.
You guys got a dog? You want one?
I got a great dog.
This is Big P's song.
Yep.
It is Big P's song.
It is. Turn this stuff up a little bit. The horns in this thing is unbelievable.
Yep.
Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheels, spinning through.
Look at that.
All your troubles by the riverside. Trying to paint a pony up the rimming wheel ride.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Got no money, got no home.
Reese, this is music right here.
What else you want to do?
Spinning wheels. You gotta play this through because listen to the horns.
It's not the full thing. It's just a.
You can't because you gotta buy them.
Well, I've got
Rockers
it.
Still do
I've
rock got it on rocker.
That. Not, well, we got sports every Tuesday.
So oh, that's
got,
right. Got,
that's I'm not long. Sure how it's gonna go with
baseball.
With baseball, maybe after the baseball games. So.
How about the old Mac team fee? Why don't you read them off, there, buddy?
Oh, kick cancer.
Graduate.
Got new glasses.
I used to have.
Boy, I'd bring a pair.
Blind as a bat.
How dirty are those specs?
Wow, them are dirty. I'm in a cloud right now. The 2017-2018 All-Conference team.
I'll tell you if they deserve it or not.
Marcus Bruins, Goldwater, yes.
Yeah.
Peyton Judy for recovery,
yes.
Nathan Bruins, Marin Local,
yes.
Tyler Mesher,
Marin Local.
Isaac Schmeezing.
Yes.
Minster.
Hard nose.
Jared Schultze. Minster. Yes,
but he was hurt all year.
I don't think we can. I don't think. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there can't be very many nose on there.
But
yeah.
Avery Powers? There can.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll give it to Powers.
You want to give me one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nathan Tenderman.
Knoxville. New Knoxville. Yep.
Ooh. Everybody got to have a rep. I mean,
yeah, you got to get one.
All right.
Tyler Schlarman.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Jared Wurst.
Yep. Del St. John's.
AJ Arns.
Player of the year.
No.
For sales.
His brother was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Justin.
Sorry.
Player of the year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Team champion, Marin Love.
Yep.
Kirk Guttermiller.
Coach of the year.
They win the league. It's not a vote.
Yeah, automatic.
Yep.
Second team, Derek Albers. Coldwater.
Yeah, athletic.
Cole Frilling. Coldwater.
Athletic.
Hey, his mom from Port Recovery.
Who?
Beth Wolf.
No.
Yeah.
No. Sherman Wolf. That's Sherman Wolf's nephew.
Yes.
Beth Wolf.
Yeah.
I love Beth.
She worked. Oh, yeah. She's awesome. She worked for me at
Spencer Sheldon. That would be a good song for rockers.
Yeah.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't go home right now. Me and the boys are playing. And we just can't find a sign.
a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do?
Do, do, Beth.
What can I do?
That was awesome.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Reese, I will kill you if you ever do that again.
That is a lot.
Turn it on. When we were on, when we were. What can
I do? Yeah.
Yeah. That was a, I mean.
That was great.
Everybody kissed.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and you just, that was a Huggy Bear Kissy Poo song.
Oh, yeah.
Honorable mention. Keep going.
All right. Well, I'm still second teaming.
Second team. Okay.
Cole Frilling, we got Tyler Pranger, Mary Love.
Yeah, yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah.
Mike Kettner, Minster.
Nolan, Shaggy.
Nolan Barnhorse.
New Shaggy. Bremen,
Grant Haney.
New Bremen had their whole
Luke
team.
Luke Vunderhaar, New Bremen.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying.
They didn't win, hey. They won three games.
Hey, but they were pretty good players, I thought. I thought we had some better than that, but that's okay.
Cade Wendell and Brawny. Yeah, he's not better than him, too.
No, yeah, that you're right there.
The
in my opinion. But I only got to see him play one game, and we got to see those guys play 22. So
Mason Baxter, Parkway. Caleb Kinney.
He's a shooter.
Parkway. Devin Hilskamp, St. Henry. Lutmer, St. Henry. McIlhenny. Versailles.
Yep. Keaton McIlhenny.
Yep.
Keaton
pretty good ball handler. Pretty good shooter.
Yeah, absolutely. He could have been first team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honorable
His
mention.
Sister's a son of a gun.
Yeah.
She is good.
Yeah.
Jacob Winning, Coldwater.
Yeah.
Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Colin Everman, Marion Local. So that they're like their
I'll give you 20 bucks. Million? You eat just black peanut.
That looks bad.
Huh?
That don't look too good.
Or three chicken dinner tickets.
That is a nasty looking peanut. You gonna eat it, Spencey?
Probably. Leave it in there. I'll eat it later.
You seriously like you, Tim?
I didn't. Can't really tell from
Mary Local number 1-9-0.
I ain't gonna let you.
Okay.
St. Henry. 18-8-1. They'd be pretty happy about their year. Versailles 7-2. Winster 6-3. The Indians 3-6.
Kyle Arne scored point number 2,000 of his career last night.
That's
pretty good.
That's a lot of points.
That is a lot.
Will he play at Ohio State?
I think he will.
Justin.
What?
You said Kyle.
I said Justin.
You said Kyle.
I said Justin. Rewind it.
Kyle.
We can check
probably
it later.
Play at Ohio State, too, because he'll play at Michigan State when they play.
Yeah. Might.
He's got bad wheels.
He done.
He's done.
Yeah. Hope not.
Yeah. Hope
yeah. Fit, hope not, too, but. But worst thing that can happen is he gets a great college education and has a lot of connections and gets a great job. Court. So that's probably the worst that could happen.
I should have went to college.
You should have. Been on the curling team.
The curlers.
Hey, we won a gold medal in curling.
Yes, we did.
Minnesota.
Our Olympic team sucked.
Except for curling.
All sucked. We won 26 medals, worst we ever did.
Wasn't a very good year for us.
I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch any.
I didn't watch any either. I'm not a big Olympic fan to start with. In winter, you know, if
I watch summer,
yeah,
a little bit,
some, but I don't care. I did get pretty excited about the kid from New Madison in the.
Clayton Murphy.
Yep.
Murphy.
Did get pretty excited about that. That was awesome.
Synchronized swimming.
Creole Murphy.
What?
No.
What?
Wow. Let's go to the break.
No. I mean, we're going to stay and we're going to walk through this. It's Creole Williams. Who sings that?
Creole Williams?
Yeah. Murphy, ain't it? Or something.
David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
I
got.
I have no idea.
Wow.
God dang it. I'm about lost today.
Yeah, by God.
Here's one you might want to sing to.
Oh, the little Tommy Jones.
Tommy Jones. My mom loved Tommy Jones.
Tommy Jones wore the tightest pants of all time.
Next to these jeans I got on.
next to Bobby James.
His butt looked better, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Bobby got a nice butt.
I look at myself in the mirror. Not bad.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you ever put jeans on, look at your butt in the mirror.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did.
Freeze.
Damn, I got a nice butt.
Huh? I got no butt.
Zero.
No butt at all.
None.
What's broken?
It's got some
big, big crack.
Yeah,
big crack in it.
Yeah.
It's got an air leak.
It's got an air leak. Tomorrow night, what time are we leaving?
Let's go. Now.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
I got a meeting in the morning. That meeting that.
I got a huge day.
3 o'clock, as soon as I can get. And then Friday.
So you're not off Thursday afternoon?
Nope. But I got to work Saturday again.
And Saturday right. Got to work.
Wait. You can't work Thursday afternoon and Saturday. That's against the rules.
It ain't right. That I sucks. Might get out of there early tomorrow. Thinking.
If you're thinking about heading to Hastings tomorrow to get some work done late in the afternoon, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Come early.
That's exactly right. We want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We want to thank
great
right down the line, starting out with
Coach Bayshore.
Coach Bayshore calling in and getting us fired up for Friday night's game.
Yep.
And then Mindy Bupp with an unbelievable season feed.
Great season for her.
I love it.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's
absolutely
awesome.
And then Tyler Niekamp calling in. And if you don't like that guy, you got issues.
Yep.
And then Patchy, who we love. And,
yep.
And another great show fee and brought to us by Wayne Street Markets. And we love them for sponsoring us. And
we sure do.
Reese Bob, good job tonight.
Hey, here's one you might want to sing a little bit of before
let
we
me hear. Goose Bump is all
Tennessee.
Over
this. People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal and the law boss said, well, bless my soul, you know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Drizzling rain,
just like it is right now.
My name trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the Cambridge Isle. Oh, mama line. You know a hot corn woman made me walk the line. You load her 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
I like the fourth verse.
Don't come call me cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store. Better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. I got one fist of iron, the other and steel, and the right one won't get you, then the left one will. You know, 16 tons, what do you get?
And I love the
day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
That's for Bruce.
That Bruce Bubb right now is dancing in his
Bruce
pool.
Bruce is dancing.
Neil, you're on fire.
He's pulling out the big guns.
Huh? You gotta go high on this one.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Reese Bob, you know this one. Come on.
Jump in, Reese.
Come on, Reese.
Hey, I guess you
Robinson wrote that line.
Smokey.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He also wrote My Guy for Mary Wells.
Smokey My Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right? Boost Bup is great on Facebook because Boosie will play these old songs.
Yeah.
You ever, you've got Boost on your Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
No, he hadn't friended us. So
you got to do it. Because he always gets these out. He had the Convoy the other day.
Cool. Convoy?
Hated that.
Breaker, breaker one.
But it was when he did it on Hee-Haw, and his backup singers were like Mary Lou or
Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa Jones. They were just leap singing, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
35 years ago today, the sign-off. Wait a minute, I got some text coming in.
Mash.
My night is complete.
Who's that?
Yakko.
We made it to karaoke.
Sometimes when they say my night is complete, that means they turned it off.
Is that what it is?
That might be.
I am done.
So from Mash, farewell.
Goodbye, farewell.
Amen. Amen. We say goodnight.
See you next week.
You were listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.